الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the discussion of the virtues of the month of Ramadan, where Allah Tabarak Tala has mentioned this is a month of Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In that very ruku, Allah Tabarak Tala makes indication to another thing, which is the khas speciality of this month. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you regarding me, then say to them that indeed I am most close. It is in the month of Ramadan that a person finds a closeness to Almighty Allah which he does not find out of Ramadan. It is that month where everyone's heart desires to be around the Baytullah in Medina Munawwara. People desire the masjid on the 27th, on the 29th night. How people come from far and wide to take part in the dua. It is a month where a person in the morning he is woken up by Almighty Allah. It is the excuse of sehri, but rather it is that throughout the year, if a person does not wake up in the last portion of the night, which is a time when Allah Tabarak Tala's every door opens, every door in the heavens open, at the time when Allah Tabarak Tala says, what does my servant want from me? The entire year, if he does not wake up, it is in the month of Ramadan that Almighty Allah wakes him up. If he can't make a long dua, he will make some dua. It is the month where normally before Maghrib time, especially on a Friday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi nafahat. There are certain times where Allah Tabarak Tala special winds blow. He said, put yourself forward for those winds. Whatever is put forward at that time, whatever call, whatever cry, whatever dua is readily accepted. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would discuss on the day of Friday, Jumu'ah, which time is it? It was either between the two khutbahs without moving the tongue. Or the better view was that it is just before sunset. It is just before sunset, although the word in the hadith is that that servant who is found at that time, yusalli in salah. But there the meaning of salah will mean in dua. In such a dua as though a person is in salah, meaning full concentration. During the year, if you find majority of the people on a Friday, just before sunset, oblivious of this great chance, it will be in the month of Ramadan, that everyone, whether it's the woman, whether it's the men, somewhere along the line, they'll be making dua. Just before the Maghrib, they will tell the people, keep quiet, it's time for dua. Men would normally be in the masjid, looking at the muazzin, everyone's hands will be raised. This was a month where, between the four rakats and the four rakats of the Taraweeh, there would be that small gap, that rahat, istiraha. During that time, people will be looking at a board in front of them, on a card, or perhaps on their phone, and they got one dua written, they'll be making a dua. After 20 rakats of Taraweeh, a dua will be made. On the 27th night, a dua will be made. On the 29th night, normally it's the habit that if an imam makes a dua a little bit longer, more than 5 minutes, the people who are listening will start making their own dua. That, oh Allah, please let his dua come to an end, make his dua short. We are not in the habit of making dua. But on the 29th night, Allah Tabarak Tala creates such a fervor amongst people. Sometimes you will find that imam giving a 20-25 minute dua. You will expect the people trying to say, imam sir, please don't do it again. But it does not happen. Rather on that night, they come and thank the imam. They say, what a beautiful dua. 90% of them do not even know what he was saying in the dua. It was in a language they never knew. They were saying ameen, but they never knew why. To stay 25 minutes in that condition, not knowing what's happening. But Allah Tabarak Tala created this, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, I am most close. As we come to the end of the month of Ramadan, in this last few minutes, to be able to make a dua in this manner. I mentioned this previously in a circle of friends. I'll mention it again now. Allah Tabarak Tala make it beneficial for all. It was before the lockdown and during the lockdown, many people, when they wrote dreams, they explained in their dreams how they had seen the haram empty. The reality then came forward that the haram did become empty, a lockdown took place. The second thing, however, they saw in the dream was they alone were in the haram. They were making tawaf of the Ka'batullah, there was no one there. They were in Medina Munawwara, there was no one else. There was a lockdown. But the main part that they saw in the dream, which perhaps the mind never went to, was that they were the only people in the haram. An explanation of these dreams of so many people who had seen it is the seer, perhaps, that if a person is unable to be at the Baytullah, then he should not ever feel that the Rabb of the Baytullah cannot be by him. And how a person normally, if he is at the Baytullah, and it happens that the guards hold everyone back, and he gets an opportunity to be the only one in front of the Hajar-e-Aswad at the Multazam, they open the door of the Kaaba. At that time, with what feeling will he make dua? And when he is asked why, he will say, I felt that qurb, closeness of Almighty Allah, which I had never felt in my life. And he knows why he is making that dua. Fa'inni qareeb. Allah Tabarakullah said, indeed I am most close. He says, I'll never get a chance like this in my life again, to be so close to Almighty Allah. In this month where many people's hearts would have wanted, whose bodies normally every year would have been at the Baytullah tonight, or either in Medina Munawwara, and there are so many amongst our people who had never seen a Ramadan in South Africa for so many years. They never thought they will ever see a Ramadan in South Africa. It was by the Baytullah, it was in Medina Munawwara. This year came where Allah Tabarak Tala kept everyone away from his house. But Almighty Allah's mercy is such, if you can't reach the house of Almighty Allah, it has never been said that Almighty Allah will not come to you. In the past you will read, in the lives of the great awliya of the time, a certain wali is making tawaf of the Baytullah, or he's sitting in front of the Kaaba, then he mentions, then I found that the Kaabatullah was not there. I went to inquire, where has the Kaabatullah gone? I found out that another wali of Allah, barefoot, he is coming for Hajj. And at every spot he is making two rakats of nafal and then going further. Then again two rakats of nafal and going further. I have heard such a great wali is coming. I looked for the Kaaba, I found the Kaaba was not there. I asked, where has the Kaabatullah gone? And I was told that the Kaabatullah has gone to make istiqbal, to greet, to welcome the servant of Almighty Allah. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahimullah in Hujjatullah Al-Baligha explains that it's obvious that the Kaabatullah did not move from its place. The Kaabatullah will be where the Kaabatullah is. What was meant by this statement of this awliya? That there is a certain tajalli of Almighty Allah which falls on the Baytullah. After falling on the Baytullah, it falls upon the people who are around making tawaf. It falls upon those who are performing salah towards it, those who are looking at it. There are certain times where Almighty Allah in His kindness, a portion of the tajalli, it goes to certain selected servants of Almighty Allah. This is what this wali was referring to, that a certain tajalli on the Kaabatullah I was not finding, that tajalli had gone to make istiqbal of a friend of Almighty Allah. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Nothing is far from the mercy of Almighty Allah, that on this night, where many people would have wanted to be at the Baytullah making dua, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rawda making dua, if you could not get there, it is not far from the mercy of Allah that that tajalli which falls on the Kaabatullah, which falls on the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tajalli can find us tonight in our houses, in our bedrooms. A person with what fervor on this 29th night he would have read Salawat ala Nabi, he would have read with what enjoyment durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so beautifully that your salah is presented to me. The name of the one reading that salah, that salawat, salutations, and his father's name is presented to me. When you are close, you are making it directly. When you are far, you are still making it, although indirectly. But for your name to be presented, your father's name to be presented, it just got to do with what fervor we make. We got this little few minutes of tonight. We got tomorrow. Then either the moon will be seen or we will have one day extra. We are at the ending. If we can make this last 2 days the time of dua, we have mentioned so much already in the past that we are facing difficult waters. We are facing turbulent times. When the captain in the ship says, I don't know if we're going to make it. Many ships have sunk at the spot. That's when everyone starts making dua. Everyone is worried for their children. Everyone is worried for their family. Whenever you reach a place which is scary, which is difficult, there are days in this world. Days have passed already and days are coming. Whoever studied the tarikh of those days, those periods, will understand the beginning of that period. We are now entering towards the beginning of a period. At the beginning of the period, many fell. Many fell. Families and families fell. Because they could not understand what was the fitna. The severity of the fitna. It was too late when people realized that they had lost their families. When a ship sinks, everyone goes. Even the one who can swim well. Before hitting those turbulent times, difficult waters. In this 2 days, we have time for dua. How to make dua? Normally when people are going for Hajj and Umrah and they ask for advice, one of the advices we give is, you will find so many occasions for dua, but if you don't select and set a dua, you will not make any dua. So we say to the person, from now think about 3 or 5 duas, which you feel is the most important for yourself, your family, for the next 1 year, until the time comes again to go to the Baytullah. If you want to write that dua on a page, write it on your phone, put it in your mind. And when you will find the occasion of dua, then before any other dua, repeat that dua. We got 2 days now of dua, set some dua in your mind. And when you will find those times, you will find it now when we are making dua. You will find it tonight when you wake up every 1 hour to see the clock, what's the time? At that time you're too tired to make long dua. But your one said dua, make it. You will find it at the time just before you are starting your roza. You will find it at the time when you are going to be breaking your roza. You will find it during the day when you find hunger troubling you. You will find it tonight, tomorrow night if the moon is sighted. Where so many people at that time become ghafil, negligent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of Eid, that servant of Almighty Allah who keeps the night alive. Keeps the night alive means a little extra ibadat. If the moon is sighted tomorrow, Allah grant us all tawfiq. If you were reading Awwabin up till now, don't miss it tomorrow. If you were reading 20 rakats of Taraweeh, from tomorrow, if it is the night of Eid, for the rest of the year, if we can make one adjustment in our life, after the 4 rakats of farz of the Isha Salah, we always read 2 rakats sunnah. If we can just add 2 more rakats after that nafal, it can be separated with a salam, it can be read with 1 salam, meaning 4 rakats. 2 will be sunnah, 2 will be the nafal, or you can separate it. From the narration which goes through Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, the virtue of that salah after the Isha salah, a person who reads 4 rakats, he will be given the reward of the person who found Laylatul Qadr. From tomorrow night, especially tomorrow night, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who worships Almighty Allah in the night of Eid, his heart will not die on the day when every other heart in the world will die. So we don't need 20 rakats from tomorrow. We need even just 2 rakats extra. A little bit. But at that time it is called Laylatul Jaiza. The night of thanksgiving. The night of reward. It is a night where Almighty Allah announces, what does my servant want? Because they have done a good job. The main thing of the night is again dua. On the bed before sleeping, dua. When you wake up, this will be an Eid perhaps which is different from every other Eid. All the men folk perhaps will not be going to the musalla. But there is one thing on the day of Eid which many people forget, which Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say it very loudly. They would say, come let us go to a dua. The Eid salah meant really the dua. That Allah is saying, what does my servant want? At that time to make dua. This will be perhaps 1 year where the woman who always they were asking, can't we come for the Eid Salah? And permission was never given because of the evil of ikhtilat, men and women mixing. It was never liked in Islam. This is 1 year perhaps if the men folk are making the Eid Salah at home. Then when all the laws of Parada are established, the woman can also be part of the Salah in the house. The main thing of the Salah again will be Dua. If we can think about a Dua, 3 or 5, write it in our minds, write it on a page in front, and in the next 2 days, whenever we find the opportunity of Dua, repeat our Dua. So many times you must make it. It is at the end of a journey. When a child is completing studies, the father as a present wants to give the child something which the child wants. Somehow or the other he finds out from the wife, from the mother of the child, what does my child want? I want to surprise him with some gift. That desire of that servant, Almighty Allah is aware of it. Allah wants to hear it. Almighty Allah asks the angels, what do you think my servant wants, desires? I want to give him. Amazing that person who knows that his father wants to give him something, but he doesn't want to make apparent what he needs. We understand our Malik wants to give us something. We are right at the end. This is the last. This is the days of dua. Select some dua. And like how those people had the dream, the meaning of the dream was, if you cannot be at the Baytullah, with what fervor you would have made dua when you were standing at the Hajar-e-Aswad alone and no one around you. Can you make that dua while you're in your house? In this next few days, 2 days we got, when we lift up our hands, when we will lift it up now, make this muraqabah, that I am in front of the house of Allah. Because although the bait, the house couldn't come, but the tajalli of Almighty Allah, why can't it come? I am in front of the house of Almighty Allah. That special mercies of Almighty Allah are pouring upon my family, upon my house. My hands is now lifted. With that fervor which I would have made if I was alone in front of the house of Allah. In the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we will make dua. This dua must come from our hearts with that amount of feeling. Before we will start the actual dua, we will just make a few of those du'as which Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, he made during his life. It was compiled in a separate kitab called Munajat. It was made part of his kitab called Faizan-e-Muhabbat, the flowing of the love of Almighty Allah. I will read the Urdu of it and translate. On every stanza that I read, every person should say Ameen, that O Allah, this is also our du'a. This was the du'a of a great wali of Allah. Allah Tabarak Tala, through the blessings of his selected servants, repeating their words, Allah Tabarak Tala, accept this dua on behalf of all of us. This dua he made is known as Ya Rab, Karam se apne tu dono jahade. O Allah, in your kindness, will you give me both the worlds? Make me the king of this world and the king of the year after. Jo mustahik ke ghadab ka hai, usko aman de. O Allah, that person who brought upon himself your anger, in your kindness, will you give him protection and security? Apne fadal se mujhe sidqe lisan de, aur apni mahabbat ki bhi ik khas shan de. O Allah, in your kindness, grant me a tongue that is pure. Grant me a tongue that is truthful. Grant me a tongue that always speaks that which is correct. And grant me a khas shan. Grant me a special trait of your love. Make me amongst your selected lovers. Ya Rab, mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de jisme teri hi yaad ho har aan de. O Allah, grant me such a time, such a place in this world that my every second could be spent in your remembrance. Koi hamara kaan mein aisi fuha de jisse hamara har bune muh tujh pe jaan de. O Allah, grant me that favor that someone whispers something in my ear. A bayan of your friend comes in front of me. I hear some sentence because of which such a change goes through my life. That the water, the air, my entire body, the sand that I have made, every juz of my body becomes ready to sacrifice itself for you. Apni ma'rifat ki bhi mujhe aisi shan de. O Allah, and grant me such recognition of yours. Har dharra ka inat ka. Tera nishan de, that after this, wherever I walk in the world, whatever I see in the world, every tree, every leaf, every grain of sand, every child, whatever I see, O Allah, I see it pointing towards you. Apna pata de mujhko You apna nishan de. Oh Allah, show me your direction. Oh Allah, show me where you are. Jaawu jaha bi dil mera, bas tujh pe jaan de. That wherever I go in the world, oh Allah, my heart only wants to sacrifice itself for you. Aho ku mere dard ka wo tarjuman de. Tera baya har zama jisse zuban de. Oh Allah, that cry I have within my heart, that ah, oh Allah, grant me an ability to explain that ah to the world. Wherever I go, there should be someone to translate that ah, that I become your lover. Whoever listens to me, oh Allah, he also becomes your lover. Himmat ki meri khaak ko wo ah baande, dil ko jo mere shokat hafte aasman de. Oh Allah, grant me that courage. Grant my sand, grant my body that courage, that power, that I become the king of the seven heavens. Tawfiq ka karam se, wo tiro kamande, jo har adu se, har zama mujhko amande. Oh Allah, in your aid, in your kindness, grant me that bow and that arrow. Meaning that, grant me that material for war, that whichever enemy comes in front of me, whichever shaitan comes in front of me, whenever he comes in front of me, I will have a bow and arrow that will keep me protected from every attack. Malik meri zaban ko wo sihre bayan de, jo meri baat sun le, wo bhi tujh pe jaan de. O Allah, grant my tongue that spiritual magical effect, that whoever will even hear my talk, he also will become ready to give his life for you. May Allah tabarak ta'ala accept this dua on behalf of every one of us. Another dua Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimullah will make. He would say, Ey si surat, jo mujhe aap se ghafil kar de. Ey khuda, usse bohut dur mera dil kar de. Every form of Allah which turns my heart away from you, which makes me negligent of you, oh Allah, take my heart very far away from that surat. Apni rahmat se tu tufan ko sahil kar de, har qadam par tu mere saath mein manzil kar de. Oh Allah, in your kindness, let the waves of the ocean, let the storms of the ocean become for me the shore, that I do not see that problems which everyone else is seeing. Oh Allah, on every step of this path, you be my companion. Ey khuda, dil pe mere fadal wo nazil kar de. O Allah, rain upon my heart that special mercy of yours, jo mere darde mahabbat ko bhi kamil kar de, which will make my love a complete love for you. Allah tabarak ta'ala accept on behalf of every one of us. Regarding to haram, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimullah would make one most beautiful dua. We will make that dua, and thereafter we will start with our dua. He would speak about being in front of the Kaabatullah, the Hajj of Almighty, the Haram, the Baytullah, the house of Almighty Allah. And then he would ask Almighty Allah in a most unique manner that, O Allah, can you grant me the chance that once a year, minimum, I can be that servant who stands in front of your house? We have reached a time, many, perhaps, that many rich people in the world, they always looked at their bank balance and they understood that I have so much money. Now it is just a phone call to the agent and the ticket is booked. We are going for our Umrah. Although it was always said we are going with the permission of Allah, but perhaps it was never understood like how it was seen today. All the money in the world, a man wants to present himself there, but he is unable to take that step. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah gave this poem. This poem was written for those people who were living in Medina Munawwara. That how fortunate you are, O people of Medina Munawwara, that you all are on the ground, but the people in the heavens are envious of you all. At the end of the dua, however, he says, Madine mein har saal ho haadiri, khuda se ye faryaad karte hai hum. Madine mein har saal ho haadiri, khuda se ye faryaad karte hai hum. That we make this begging plea to Almighty Allah, that every year we can present ourselves in Medina Munawwara. Madine mein har saal ho haadiri, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم. We cry to Almighty Allah that if we can also come in front in the Medina Munawwara every year. In that same poem he gives another dua. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. We also make this dua to Almighty Allah that when death has to come upon us, then to give us that fortune that our death can be in Medina Munawwara. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب. The intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can be given that intercession. Dua ra din ye bhi karte hai hum. Day and night we are making this dua. Madine mein har saal ho haziri, every year to present ourselves in Medina Munawwara. Khuda se ye faryad karte hai hum. We are begging Almighty Allah, oh Allah, allow us this opportunity. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us. We are every year in front of the Kaabatullah. Every year we are there looking at the Sabz Gumbad, the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the time of our death comes, Allah grant us that chance. Allah grant us that honor in the condition of ihram, either in front of the Baytullah or making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, setting out for our Hajj Umrah. In that condition, Allah tabarak ta'ala takes us and He resurrects us with that very ihram. Nothing is far from the mercy of Almighty Allah. This is a night to beg. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us whatever we will ask for, whatever the selected servants of Allah tabarak ta'ala ever ask for. Almighty Allah, we ask you in these houses in which an entire Quran was made during this year. It was an era of lockdown, but perhaps if this lockdown had not come, our house would not have seen a khatam of the Quran in Salah. Our house would not have seen 20 rakats with Quran in it. Oh Allah, that very house during these difficult days which read your entire Quran in Salah, which made the houses into your masajid, into the places of sajda. Oh Allah, from that very house we will now ask you. Oh Allah, in your kindness accept our every dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد. Oh Allah, we ask you for an iman that will never be snatched away from us. ونعيما لا ينفد. We ask you for those favors that will never come to an end. ومرافقة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الجنة جنة الخلد. We ask you to allow us to be the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah forever and ever. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Oh Allah, we seek your protection that your favors are snatched away from us. Wa tahawwuli 'afiyatik. For so long you kept us safe and with security. Oh Allah, we seek your protection that the security is removed from us. Wa fuja'ati niqmatik. Oh Allah, we seek your protection that your anger falls upon us. Wa jami'i sakhatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for your happiness. We ask you for paradise. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. We seek your protection from your anger. We seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min adhabin nar. Wa na'udhu bika min adhabil qabri. Wa na'udhu bika min al ma'thami wal maghram. ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال. والله, we seek your protection from ever falling into qarz, from falling into debt, from having to ever put our hands in front of anyone but you, from having to ask anyone but you. Oh Allah, make us independent of the entire world. Oh Allah, let our dependence only be towards you. Oh Allah, keep us always standing and allow us to become the means of to helping others to stand. Oh Allah, keep us with iman. Make us the means of giving iman to others. Oh Allah, keep us on your path. Oh Allah, make us the means of bringing others onto your path. Oh Allah, protect us. Oh Allah, protect our children. Oh Allah, there will be those that will carry in the next era the flags of Islam. And there will be those, in Allah, amongst us who will be carrying the flags of Shaitan. Allah, allow our children to be those who lift up the flags of Rahman. Allah, allow our children to be those who lift up the flags of Rahman. Allah, allow our children to be those who lift up the flags of Rahman. Allah, pull their hearts towards you. Allah, in an environment of entertainment, in an environment of attraction, what the attractions of the future will be, who knows, Allah? When it has become so strong already, it will only become stronger. Allah, but when you attract, Allah, when you call, Allah, when your magnet hits onto the heart of an individual, Allah, as you made the boys of the cave, Allah, turn away from the habits of the people, Allah, make our children from Ashabul Kahf, Allah, make our children from Ashabul Kahf, Allah, turn their hearts away from the filthy attractions of this world to the beauty of Islam and Quran. Allah, in the young days, Allah, make them your selected servants. Allah, make their hearts attached to your masjid. Allah, make their hearts attached to your Quran. Allah, in their young days, make them the mujahids of your deen. Allah, in their young days, make their minds and make their hearts. Allah, turn their entire attention towards you. Allah, let them make that sajda which even the old people will become envious of. Allah, allow them to make that sajda. Allow them to make that cry. Allow them to make that call in front of you. Allah, that even when the old sees them, they will become envious. Allah, it is your one call. It is one your pull. You are that Allah who lifted up an Ibrahim in the house of Azar. You are that Allah who lifted up the people of the cave in an era, in a time of evil and fitan. Allah, you lifted up every selected servant of yours when nothing was around. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى In the era of Jahiliyyah, Allah, it was you who lifted up Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, those people whose hearts were dead, Allah, through your nazar, you not only gave them life, Allah, you made them the cause of giving life to the rest of the world. Allah, that nazar that fell upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah, allow that nazar to fall upon our hearts and the hearts of our children and grandchildren and our progeny. Allah, as you allowed our house to enjoy the sounds of Quran during this Ramadan, Allah, now do not deprive it after this. Allah, as you allowed our house to enjoy the nazar of the head falling in sajda, Allah, after when the masajid will be open, still do not deprive our houses of the head falling in sajda. Allah, let our house become a musalla for you. Allah, let our house be a masjid for you. Allah, let our house be the place of nawafil. Allah, let our house be the place of ta'aleem. Allah, let our house be the place of tazkiyah. Allah, let our house remain always the shining stars to the heavens. Allah, in your kindness, whatever good is there to be asked for, Allah, we ask you for all of that good. Whatever evil there is to be sought protection from, Allah, I beg you to protect us from all of that evil. Allah, let our hearts become attached to your Quran. Allah, let our hearts become attached to your Quran. Allah, make us min ahlil Quran. Allah, make us min ahlil dua, from the people of Quran, from the people of dua. Allah, keep us with iman. Allah, take us with iman. Allah, resurrect us with iman. Allah, grant us jannatul firdaus. Allah, in our marriages, grant us love. Day by day, let the love increase. O Allah, protect us from arguments and fights. O Allah, protect us from arguments and fights. O Allah, protect us from the interference of the shayateen. O Allah, how in Ramadan, you kept the shayateen away from us. O Allah, I beg you, with the ending of Ramadan, let the shayateen not come close to us. O Allah, as you kept them away, and how we enjoyed worshipping you in this month. O Allah, after Ramadan, in your kindness, keep them away from us, so that we can continue enjoy worshipping you. O Allah, grant us the ladzat. O Allah, we ask you, inna nas'aluka ar-ridha ba'da al-qada. We ask you to be happy with every decision of yours. Wa ladzatan nadhri ila wajhik. We ask you for that pleasure of being able to see you in Jannah, in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa shawqa ila liqa'ik. We ask for that desire, waiting to when can we meet our Allah. وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا بِدُنْيَاهُمْ O Allah, when you have made the eyes of the people cool with the things of this world, فَأَقْرِرْ أَعْيُنَنَا بِعِبَادَتِكَ Let the coolness of our eyes be in worshipping you. O Allah, اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا Let this world not be the most important thing in our life. وَلَا غَايَةَ رَغْبَتِنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا Let this not be the end of our knowledge.
Let not this be the end of our desires. وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا مَنْ لَا يَخَافُكَ وَلَا يَرْحَمُنَا. O Allah, on account of our sins, do not bring such enemies upon us who will not show mercy to us, who will take our honor, who will take our izzah, who will make us scream, who will torture us and make us cry. O Allah, do not make us a cause of the imtihan of other people. O Allah, keep us with izzat. O Allah, keep us with afiyat. O Allah, keep us with rahat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka farajan qariba. O Allah, we ask you that our doors very quickly open up, our doors of ease very quickly open up. Allahumma inna nas'aluka farajan qariba wa sabran jameela. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah min jami'il bala. We ask you for safety and security from every difficulty. Allahumma inna nas'aluka dawam al-afiyah wa nas'aluka tamam al-afiyah wa nas'aluka ash-shukra ala al-afiyah. O Allah, we ask you continuous security. O Allah, we ask you complete security. We ask you for the ability to thank you for the security, the safety that you keep us in. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ghina anin nas. O Allah, we ask you to keep us independent of the entire world. Let us be only dependent on you. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever asked for, O Allah, we ask for all of that good. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever evil he ever sought protection from, O Allah, O Allah, protect us from all of that evil. Wa anta al-musta'an. Who else there is, O Allah, to ask for help but you? Who else there is to ask for help but you? Wa anta al-musta'an. Wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.